Welcome, everyone. So those of you who are going to the buffet,
如果我们等一下要参加那个自助餐聚餐的话
I hope you fasted all week.
大家是不是已经腾空了肚子哈
Because it's eat as much as you like.
然后呢，等下可以尽量的多吃点。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
Everybody, okay?
大家都好吗
？Okay. Okay. Do you know when we sin against God?
当我们向神犯罪的时候。
Whatever that is.
不管是怎么样的情况。
Jeremy, can we be a little bit lower? Because, yeah. Make sure online people can hear me, yeah?
在网上的朋友们都希望能听得清楚。
You know, when we sin against God,
当我们向神犯罪的时候
we foolishly think God doesn't notice about it.
很多时候我们可能很无知地认为神可能没有注意到。
You know, sometimes as Christians, Sometimes, you know, we as Christians, we can live a sinful life.
有时候我们作为基督徒，我们都过在一个有罪的生活。
And we think we can get away with it.
我们觉得好像我们继续过着有犯罪的生活都无所谓。
Because nothing is happening.
觉得好像我们不会承担任何的后果，不会有什么事情发生。
There's no harm in my life.
觉得好像我们生活也不会有什么坏处发生。
Things are going well.
好像一切看似都很好。
I'm being blessed.
我们好像也蒙祝福。
God is not doing anything. He's not judging me.
你觉得好像神并没有因为你所犯的罪来审判你。
Because if it really bothers God, something bad should happen to me.
因为你的认识，你觉得说如果神在意的话，他可能会让一些不好的事情发生在我身上。
And the opposite, Christians, when something bad happens to you, you think, I may have sinned against God.
那么可能相反来讲，如果有些不好的事情发生在我们身上，我们觉得是不是我们冒犯了神
？And then when we see a particular politician or a country who's really bad, we say, God, why are you not doing anything?
很多时候，当我们看到一个政治家或者一个国家发生一些不好的事情，我们会说，为什么神你不做一些事情呢
？Today we see a lot of injustice in the world.
现在我们看世界上看到很多不公义的事情发生。
And often, people who do not believe in God will say, will blame God.
很多那些反而不相信神的人呢，他们会去指责神。
If you don't believe me in your insurance, and when you get an insurance,
当我们会去买保险的时候
，or when you do a business agreement with somebody,
或者你签署一个生意的合同的时
候 ，your lawyer always add the clause called the act of God.
那么你的律师呢，会叫你加一个条款说
，which means anything that is unpredictable.
就是换言之说，任何在预料之外发生的事情。
That happens to the business deal.
那么在这个生意的事情上发生。
And this is what will happen.
那么之后的结果会是怎样
？They call it the act of God.
那么说神的一个行为。
But they don't believe in God.
但是那些他们签署这个条例的
人不相信神。Why do they call it the act of God?
为什么他们称为神的一个行为呢
？For something not good happening, for something bad that happens.
并不是指好的事情发生，而是指那些不好的事情发生。
Because the people of the world always blame anything bad happening to God.
这个世界上的人总是针对把那个因为一些不好的事情发生来埋怨神、指责神。
And so the opposite is true. Where I do bad things, I live a sinful life, but nothing bad is happening.
但是有些人说我过了一个很有罪的生活，做不好的事情，但是却没有不好的事情发生。
Why?
为什么会是这样子呢
？Because we overlook something in the Bible.
因为我们太大意的去看待圣经一些东西。
Sometimes we don't see God do something when we expect Him. Sometimes we don't see God do something even though we expect Him to do something.
当我们期待神做一些事情的时候，我们却没有看到神在做事情。
He doesn't do it because He's merciful.
神并没有做，是神是因为他的怜悯。
Amen. We deserve to be punished.
其实我们做的事情是值得被被审判的。
When we sow the seed of sin in our lives, we deserve to reap a harvest.
当我们种了那个罪的种子在我们生命当中，其实我们是要收那个恶果的。
But we don't. It's because of God's mercy.
但是我们没有承担那个后果，是因为神的怜悯。
I have seen prominent people, people who serve in the church as elders or pastors, live a completely sinful life today, worse than a non-believer.
我见过在一些教会当中那些领袖做首领长老那些人，他们过了一个非常非常有罪的生活，可能比那些非信徒都更糟糕。
Yet they say to me, yet they say to me.
但是他们却对我说
，But Joshua,
他说 Joshua,
I don't think God minds about my life being sinful.
我觉得可能神不建议我过这个有罪的生活。
Because God is gracious.
因为神很有恩典。
The power of God is still on my life.
你看，神的能力还在我身上。
But I say to that person,
然后我对这个人说
You're wrong.
你错了。
It is the mercy of God.
其实是神的怜悯。
Amen. If you understand the mercy of God, then you understand God's heart towards mankind.
如果我们明白神的怜悯，那我们就明白神对我们人类的心意。
Often when we pray before God, we demand things of God.
很多时候我们在神面前祷告，来要求神做这做那。
But God only answers our prayer because of His mercy towards us.
很多时候神垂听我们的祷告，其实出源于他的怜悯。
He heals us because of His mercy.
神医治我们也是因为他的怜悯。
He forgives us of our sins because of our mercy, because His mercy.
出于他的怜悯，他饶恕我们的过犯。
It's impossible to understand God's love until you understand His mercy.
如果我们不明白神的怜悯的话，我们不能明白神的爱。
Who would appreciate God more, heaven more, the one who goes straight to heaven or the one who goes via hell?
有谁哪种人会更加珍惜天堂呢？是那种直通到天堂的，还是
要
经过地狱去到天堂的人呢？
If you've been to hell before.
如果你是那种去过地狱的人
and then God rescues you from hell and put you into heaven, you will appreciate heaven more.
神拯救那已经在地狱里的你，让你去到天堂，你这种人会更加的珍惜。
That's why many people who have a terminal disease and when they are cured, they live their life differently.
但有些人他们有一些很不能医治的那些疾病，但神医治他们的时候，他们非常感恩。
They appreciate life.
他们真的很感激他们的生命。
They appreciate health.
他们感激他们所在地狱的那个。
And that's why we can't appreciate God's love until we see what it means by Him being merciful to us.
所以就是，如果我们不能明白神是如何的怜悯的话，我们不能真正的明白他的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Many times when we do something wrong before God, we think we grieved Him.
那时候我们在神面前做一些错事，我们觉得我们让神哀痛。
We're so focused about ourselves.
我们很专注在我们自己身上。
Thinking God is not doing anything, perhaps I grieved Him.
我们觉得说是不是我们让神忧伤了？我们做一些事情让他忧伤了。
Let me tell you, God is not easily grieved.
我告诉你们，神不是很容易被我们
忧伤。The Holy Spirit is not easily grieved.
圣灵也不是很容易被我们。
It's not because he's grieved. Not because of his grieving.
并不是因为他在那边忧伤。
It's because he's merciful.
是因为他对我们有怜悯。
Amen. God is on the throne.
神坐在宝座上。
At the end of the day, he is the king.
那么我们知道神是王。
He's all powerful.
他是全能的神。
And we are nothing.
我们什么都不算。
And yet he's merciful.
但是他对我们竟充满怜悯。
Amen.
Amen.
Because if we understand His mercy,
如果我们明白了神的怜悯
and know His mercy towards you,
也知道神对我们充满了怜悯
we will live our lives differently.
我们会用不同的态度来过活我们的人生
and we will see Jesus differently.
我们会对待主耶稣的态度也完全不一样
God is merciful because Jesus paid the price.
正是因主对我们神对我们怜悯是因为耶稣基督所做成的一切
And he's able to forgive us.
所以他能来饶恕我们的过犯
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't mean we can just live a life and forget about God and do what we like. We have to realize He knows everything.
所以我们不能说我们就是忘记神，随心所欲的过活我们的人生，而让我们知道神知道是全知的神。
103:8 says, The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Amen.
这里诗篇103:8说，耶和华有怜悯有恩惠，不轻易发怒，其有丰盛的慈爱。
James 2:13 says, For judgment is without mercy, one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumph over judgment.
雅各书的2:13讲，因为对那不怜悯人的，他们要受没有怜悯的审判。怜悯胜过审判。
Because of what Jesus has done.
因为主耶稣所做的。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
He chooses.
他选择。
To be merciful to us.
他选择以怜悯来待我们。
Rather than to judge us.
而不是来审判我们。
So next time when we know we have done something dreadfully wrong.
所以下一次当我们知道我们做了一些很糟糕的事情的时候。
Rather than just ignoring it,
与其是忽略我们的错误,
we come before God,
我们要切切来到主面前,
and acknowledge His mercifulness.
让我们来承认他是怜悯的神。
Amen. Not only are we saying, Father, forgive me,
我们不光只是简轻描淡写的说父啊饶恕我,
but we say, Father, forgive me, I thank you for your mercy.
说主啊，请你原谅我的过犯，因为你的怜悯。
Amen.
谢谢你的怜悯。
When something good happens in your life,
当我们生活中发生好的事情的时候,
we see that as God's blessing.
我们知道是神的祝福。
But instead of just saying, God, thank you for your blessing, say, God, thank you for your mercy.
当我们在感谢说神谢谢你的祝福的时候，我们也同样对主说谢谢你的怜悯。
Because every time when you utter, Lord, thank you for your mercy,You will begin to understand what mercy is.
当我们每次从我们口中说出这样的话，主谢谢你的怜悯的时候，我们就开始明白什么是真正的怜悯。
And so when a blessing happens to your life, you say, God, thank you for your blessing. You are merciful to me and my household.
所以当好的事情发生在我们的生命中，我们说，主啊，谢谢你的祝福，主啊，你真的是怜悯的神。
Amen. If we understand mercy in that context,
如果我们在这样的一个问题当中明白什么是真正的
When we do wrong and when we are blessed, it is both the mercy of God.
所以让我们知道不管我们做错事的时候或者我们得蒙祝福的时候都是出于主的怜悯。
When God answers your prayer,
当主垂听我们的祷告
you say, thank you for your mercy.
让我们说谢谢主你的怜悯。
Amen. And when you understand God's mercy,
当我们明白主的怜悯
when you worship Him,
我们在敬拜他的时候
You are worshiping a merciful God.
我们是敬拜那位怜悯的主
Who chose mercy and love over judgment.
他是选择怜悯胜过审判
Amen. Now, often we speak about God's love.
我们常常会说说神的爱
Like I said, it is difficult to understand God's love until you understand His mercy.
就像刚刚我说的，如果我们不明白神的怜悯，我们很难明白主的爱。
But also, it is difficult to understand God's love until you understand the other aspects of God's character.
同样的，如果我们明白神的一些琐事的其他方面的话，就不难去明白神的爱。
Because apart from God being love, what else is He?
所以神除了爱以外，他还有哪些方面呢？
You see, many times when we talk about love, we don't.Depending on what you mean by love.
很多时候我们来谈论爱的时候，那么这个爱到底包括了什么呢？
So if you understand God being merciful, then you understand His love from a merciful point of view.
所以我们如果明白神的怜悯，那么我们去思想他的爱的时候，我们会从怜悯的角度来思想神的爱。
But there's also something that God does that we need.
同样还有另外一样神做的事情我们需要明白。
Not only do we need God's love,
我们不光
Not only do we need His mercy,
we
need something else equally as important.
我们同样同等重要的需要另外东西。
And that may be a characteristic about God that we are not aware of, or we don't think about often enough.
可能是关于神的一个本性的一方面，我们不常常想起，或者我们还没有完全明白的一方面。
And that is, God gets really angry with the devil.
就是神非常的憎恨这个我们的魔鬼。
He gets really angry with his enemies.
神非常憎恨他的仇敌。
God loves us so much, and yet he is the other extreme towards the enemy.
所以神如此的爱我们，但是相反的另外一面，面对仇敌，他是极端的仇恨。
You see, normally I am quite forgiving.
通常呢，我是很容易饶恕人的。
Until you attack my family.
如果仇敌 来伤害我的家人的时候，
And that, a few people experience that.
那么 有几个人有这样的经历。
Because if you attack my children or attack my wife, I am no longer a Christian.
如果你来攻击我的妻子或攻击我的孩子的时候，那个时候我就不再做基督徒了。
I need to be born again.
我可能需要重生。
Because I am so extreme when you attack my family.
就像如果你来欺负我的家人的时候，我会变得非常的极端。
God is extreme when you attack His people.
所以就是当仇敌来攻击神的百姓的时候，他也会变得很极端。
When you touch God's beloved,
如果你来触碰神所爱的
，and we are God's beloved,
我们是神所爱的。
I am loved by God.
我们被神所爱。
God is merciful to me.
神对我有怜悯。
So we are blessed.
我们也蒙祝福。
But if anybody touches what God loves, he is very extreme. He becomes very angry, and he is very difficult to deal with.
所以如果有谁敢触碰神所爱的人的话，那么神会变得极端的，很极端的反应，那么他很痛恨这个人。
Amazing, isn't it?
很奇妙，是不是？
You see, we mess up, and yet God forgives.
很多时候我们做错事情，我们弄得一塌糊涂呢，神来饶恕我们的罪。
Because what Jesus has done.
因为耶稣所做的一切。
And yet when the enemy, the devil, tried to attack you, God gets extremely angry.
所以当仇敌尝试来攻击我们，欺负我们的时候，那么我们的神就变得非常的恼怒。
And the Bible called him a man of war.
那么神就会说真，那么圣经说这是征战的神。
God has a character, and He's called the man of war.
那么神的本性当中一部分也会称为征战的神。
We call Him the warrior God.
我们知道勇士的神。
When Jesus comes back in Revelation chapter 19, back on the earth, He comes back as a conquering king with an army.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，在启示录十九章讲到，他再来的时候会成为得胜的君王。
Amen.The devil wants you to always think Jesus is a baby, meek and mild, and does nobody any harm.
所以很多魔鬼想欺骗我们，觉得耶稣就是一个婴孩，好像无公害的。
But Jesus is not only a lamb that was slain; he is the Lion of Judah.
那么主，我们的主不光是被宰杀的羔羊，他也是犹大的。
He gets really angry.
他也会变成愤怒的。
With the enemy.
来针对我，面对我们的仇敌。
When he comes back,
当主再来的时候，
he comes back with a mighty army.
他是带着一个庞大的军队来。
That's why Jesus is called the Lord of hosts.
他称为万军之耶和华。
Amen. He comes back with an army.
他是带着天兵天使。
And he is a king.
他是那个君王。
The king comes back to destroy.
这个王再来摧毁。
Not to destroy you.
并不是来摧毁我们
but to destroy the enemy.
来摧毁仇敌的工作。
When you understand that,
当我们有这样的明白的时候，
when the devil attack you,
当仇敌来攻击你的时候，
it's easy to pray.
然后就很容易去祷告了。
It's a bit like in Chinese, 主啊，我被人哈。
欢迎 someone take advantage of me.
Amen. I remember when I was young and I was in the primary school,
我记得我在小学的时候
in East London, people like bullying you.
那么就是在多伦多哈，经常有人会欺负你。
But I was always secure knowing that my brother Aaron, he's looking out for me.
那个是当时我不怕被人欺负，因为我知道我的哥哥 Aaron 会罩着我。
And one thing a lot of bullies don't realize, my brother has a very strong left hand.
对，很多那些欺负人的不知道我哥哥他的右手很重。
And as soon as,
左手很重。
As soon as you bully me,
如果有人欺负我的话
you see a left hand coming from behind me.Boom.
然后有一只大有力的左手就从后面给你抡出去了。
So a lot of young boys found out how strong his left hand was.
很多那些年轻那些小男孩知道我哥哥的那个 左手多么厉害的话。
We have an older brother called Jesus, and he both of his hands are very strong.
我们知道我们有一个长兄被称为耶稣，他的两只手都大有能力。
In fact, the Bible doesn't even need to describe his hands being strong. He just say he needs to say something. That's the end of it.
那其实圣经都不用形容他的手多么，他的膀臂多么有能力，说他说话就毁坏一切。
So let's not live our lives like a victim.
所以我们不要活好像一个受害者的一种形式
来过活。Oh Lord, oh Lord, life is so hard because the devil is hurting me.
说主啊，我的好我过得好惨啊，仇敌不断的攻击我。
You see, a lion doesn't need defending.
好像狮子不需要出马。
When the enemy attack you, just let the lion out of the cage.
当有仇敌攻击你的时候，把那个狮子放出来就好了。
Jesus is the lion of Judah.
那么犹大的狮子就是我们的耶
稣。He's not there to negotiate with the devil.
他不是那边跟那个仇敌那里 去谈判
or to be nice to him
或者说、啊、对他很好友善
he's there to devour and to destroy
他是那边去吞吃并又毁坏摧毁
Amen. Amen.
Amen
God is strong
我们的神是大有能力的
and we see this being depicted in Exodus chapter 15
那么在出埃及记这里可以看到
In Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, it talks about a song of Moses.
出埃及记十五章这里讲摩西所做的一首歌。
I love the song of Moses. I read it many times.
我很喜欢摩西这首摩西之歌，我读过很多遍。
Because when you read the song of Moses, it really describes something so special about God.
当我们来仔细读这个摩西之歌的时候，这里有特别描述神的地方。
Because here is Israel, just came out of Egypt. Pharaoh and army was chasing after Israel.
这是摩西带着以色列百姓，他们出埃及，法老和他的军队就跟在后面追赶他们。
And the people of Israel was facing the sea, the Red Sea, and behind them was the mightiest army of the world, Pharaoh.The chariots, the horses, and the soldiers.
那么在以色列人面前呢是茫茫的大红海，他们后面是追赶他们的法老和他的军队和马车。
You see, a few weeks earlier, it was great fun for Israel. Everybody carrying their things, got their kids together. Hey, we are leaving Egypt. Hallelujah! Everybody's dancing with tambourine.
所以对以色列的百姓来说当时几周之前的情况还是很美好的状况他们带上他们的家产带着妻儿他们离开、出埃及了
That picture is like the church
那么这个图画好像我们教会
Everybody's hallelujah, hallelujah, tambourine God is good, God is love
大家在那边欢呼歌唱非常的庆很欢庆说要、赞美主
Until
直到这一刻
The scenes in front of youAnd the enemy is behind you.
前面是大红海，然后后面是庞大的敌人在追赶你们。
Until a Christian's life becomes difficult.
直到我们基督徒的生命遇到困境的时候。
The door is shut in front of you. The door is shut behind you.
前后的道路都关。
You are surrounded by your enemies.
当你四面围被困。
And you can't see a way out of your present life.
所以你看不到你有任何的出路。
Amen. God seems to be silent.
好像神也保持缄默。
And all you can see is the army of the enemy about to crush you.
你所能看到就是仇敌想要来压垮你。
Then you put down your tambourines.
然后你把你欢庆的东西放下。
Your guitar and your piano.
你的乐器都放下。
what would you do?
那个时候你要做什么呢？
That's exactly what happened to the people of Israel.
这就是这个时候我们读到的以色列人他们所面临的一个景况。
But then they saw an amazing miracle.
然后在他们眼前他们见证了一个奇妙的
神迹。An impossibility happened.
一个可能性发生了。
You see, your view of God will never change until you see His hand of power coming down from heaven and change your situation.
所以当我们亲眼见证神的大能的手从天而降来进入到我们的境况当中的时候我们对神的改观会发生。
God opened the sea.
神亲自开红海。
And the people of Israel went through the sea.
然后呢以色列人踏着干路旱路过红海。
How many of you know that's not normal?
有多少人知道这其实是很不正常的一种情
况。When was the last time you saw a sea part?
你什么时候见过那个海分开呢？
And thousands of people walk through the sea.
然后成千上万人过红海，走干路过红海。
That's not normal.
这是不正常的。
Neither is it normal for your impossible situation to change.
所以也是不可能对于你那不可能的情况去解决。
Because death and defeat is certain.
那么就是如果面对死亡会被击败是很
确定的。Death and defeat for Israel was certain.
所以对于当时以色列人说他们肯定被击败或者面对死亡是好像已经是确定的事。
Nobody could see that God will open the sea.
没有任何人会想到神可以开红海。
But that's exactly what he did.
这就是，但是神确实做到了。
Not only that.
不仅是这样子。
And when Pharaoh and his army went into the sea to follow them.
当法老和他的那些马兵，他的军队跟随以色列人尝试过红海的时候。
The sea came back and drowned them all.
然后那个分开了红海又回去，然后把所有的人都淹没了。
And with that one act, God...completely destroyed the mightiest army in the world.
所以就是因为这样一个举动，神摧毁了当时世界上最强大的一个军队。
And on the opposite side of the sea, on the shores,
那么在海的对面
，the people of Israel were in awe.
当时亲眼见证这一切的以色列百姓，他们真的是大为震惊。
All they could see was the bodies of the enemy.
他们所见到的就是整个埃及军队他们那些尸首
，completely destroyed.
他们被完全摧毁。
How many of you know that's extreme?
有多少人知道这个情况是非常非常极端的？
And so, because of that experience, Israel changed the way they saw God.
所以就是因为他们这样一个经历，改变了他们看待神的一个态度。
This time, they picked up the tambourines and the guitars and the piano, and they began to sing a new song.
所以这一次，他们拿起他们的乐器，他们的欢庆的声音，再一次来唱一首新歌。向耶和华。
We need a new song.
我们也需要向我们的耶和华神唱一首新歌。
Amen. We need God to do something in our lives when He totally and utterly destroy our enemies and open our doors so that we can have a new song.
所以我们真的需要神在我们的生命中做完全摧毁的工作，以致让我们生命中开启一扇门，我们可以唱一首新歌。
And look what they sang. I only put a few verses there. Look what they sang.
让我们看看他们这个歌里面歌词里面所唱的。
He said, "Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, 'I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horses and the rider He has thrown into the sea.'"
这里说，那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱这歌说。我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大得胜，将马和骑马的都投在海中。
Amen. God has given them a victory.
神给他们一个大大的得胜。
What did Israel do?
他们做了什么呢？
None of them believed.
没有一个人相信。
But all they did was to trust the goodness of the Lord to them.
就是他们相信神今天的良善。
It's not what they did right.
并不是说他们做对了什么事。
In fact.None of them did anything right.
反而他们没有一个人做对什么事情。
What made the difference is God's anger towards his enemy.
那么这个事情的发生是因为神对仇敌的那种痛恨。
Amen. And if we understand that, then we understand that God defends us.
那么如果我们明白这个事情的发生，那我们就知道神会来防护我们的。
The only thing he wants from us is to not to let him go.
所以神需要我们做，就是我们不要放手。
God wants to stay as God to us.
神想做我们的神。
Whether we know him or not, he's faithful to you.
不管我们知道与否，神是信实的神。
Even when we are not faithful, he is faithful to us.
虽然我们无信的时候，神都仍然有信。
Even in our wrong, he's merciful.
既然在我们的过错当中，神依然怜悯对我们。
He's angry with the enemy.
并且他对于我们的仇敌是十分的痛恨。
He is angry with what the devil's done in our lives.
他也是痛恨仇敌在我们生命中所做的一切的破坏的工作。
But we need to be like Moses.
所以这里我们 要像摩西一样。
To see the devil's body floating in the sea.
看见仇敌的尸首飘在海中的时候。
So that we can pick out our guitars and tambourines.
让我们拿起我们的诗弦乐器。
And sing a new song.
来向我们的主唱一首新歌。
Amen.Hallelujah, the devil's dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 我们的仇敌被击败了。
And so in verse 2 he says, The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God and I will praise him. My father's God and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
这里15章2到3节讲耶和华是我的力量是我的诗歌他也成了我的拯救这是我的神我要赞美他我父亲的神我要尊崇他耶和华是战士耶和华是他的名
Now in verse 2
在第二节这里说
There is something in Hebrew that's not actually obvious in the translation
那么这里希伯来文的这个字眼呢在翻译当中可能不明显
It says this is my God
说这是我的神
In Hebrew, it should be in a small g.
那么其实在希伯来文是那个小的那个字母，小写的字母 g.
Small g means gods, all of the gods around the area, the gods of Egypt, the gods of Canaan.
所以它就这个代表小的神，代表说这个我们的神是所有这些偶像所有所拜的神的。
In other words.Israel confessed, out of all the gods in the land, Jehovah is my God.
所以就是在埃及全地，耶和华神是神。
That's why he said, this is my God.
他说，这就是我的神。
He is my God.
他是众神之神。
Out of all the gods, he is my God.
他是在这么多神、这偶像当中，这是我唯一的神。
Amen. They finally accepted.That with all the gods of Israel, of Egypt, Jehovah is my God.
所以在埃及全地这么多偶像当中，耶和华才是我的神。
And I will praise him because it is true. It is true. The God of my fathers is now my God.
他说我要赞美他是，他说是确实我父亲的神，实实在在也是我的神。
Because the word God of my father should be spelled with a big G.
然后自己说
That is the God of Israel.
他说我父亲的神这里这个神这个基呢是大写的基代表是耶和华神
Can you see the difference? Out of all the gods, the God of my father, the big G, is my God.
这是说 我父所拜的这个耶和华神现在是成为我的神
And one thing we can see, one thing we have acknowledged, where we could see, we have just a witness, that our GodIs not a weak God. Our God is not a baby in a manger. Our God is a king. And our God is a man of war.
还说而且在他们亲眼所见证他们眼前的是证明了我们的神并不是一个软弱的神我们的神并不是一个马槽中的一个婴孩他是我们的神是战士。
So is Jesus a baby in a manger or is he a king?
耶稣仅仅只是马槽当中的一个婴孩吗还是他是一个王
Is he meek and mild, all skinny and all frail, like you see in the painting, or is he mighty?
或者是在油画当中看到他那个形象是很瘦弱、很微弱的样子呢？还是他是很有能力的
？Or is he all meek and mild when the enemy bullies you, or is he the one who stands up and says, "You don't dare touch my daughter here"?
或者是当仇敌攻击你的时候，你觉得你的神是很软弱的，不能帮助你的，还是他会挺身而出来拔刀相助
？And then you see his left hand.
或者看到他的那个强有力的膀臂左手
Hallelujah That's the kind of God I want to serve
这就是我想要侍奉的神
The one that who's strong
那是蛮有能力的神
Who's mighty
是大能的神
He gets really angry with the enemy
对于我们的仇敌还是非常的恼怒
And yet he loves me
同时他也非常的爱我
He's merciful to me
对我有怜悯
Amen
Amen
Do you not love a God who's angry with the devil?
我们难道不爱这种对我们的仇敌很憎恨的神吗？
Rather than a God, 算了算了 it's okay, let's have peace.
或者说只是哦很敷衍的说寻求平安的那种神。
No, nothing. God will take justice over our lives.
神会在我们身上有公义。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you want the warrior God?
有多人想称为这个称为战士的神呢？
We need him every day.
我们每天都需要这样的神。
And every day we need to pray, God, thank you for your mercy.
我们每天都跟神祷告，谢谢你的怜悯。
But Jesus, are my King.
耶稣，你是我的王。
Can you sort out my enemy?
请你来亲自的来处理掉我的仇敌。
Lord, I'm tired of my situation.
可能我已经受够了现在的光景。
Give me a breakthrough.
求主求你赐给我一个突破。
Destroy what the enemy is trying to do.
来摧毁仇敌想要做的工作。
My God, restore me.
我的神，我的神，求你亲自来恢复。
Restore what the enemy has done.
来恢复仇敌所做的工作。
Lord, I want justice.
主啊，我们要看见公义。
Who are you talking to?
你今天在对谁说话呢?
You're talking to a king.
你对一个大君王的说话。
When you want justice, you go to the king.
如果你想要公义的时候，你来寻求
这个王。A baby meek and mild in a manger can do nothing.
那么这个在马槽中的婴孩做不了什么，帮不了什么。
We have to change the picture of Jesus in our mind.
我们要改变我们在我们脑海当中对主的一个印象。
What do you see?
你看见他的时候是什么样子？
You see one who's got a crown.
那你看到的是戴一个冠冕的。
His fire in his eyes.
他的眼中是有火焰。
Glory shining around him.
他的身体有荣光。
Too bright to even see his face.
他的面容太亮了，然后看不见他的光。
That's the true Jesus.
这才是真正的耶稣的形象。
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we carry on reading.First Samuel chapter 17 verse 47, David saw this.
让我们看撒母耳记上十七节。
He says in verse 47, chapter 17, and that all the assembly, this is fighting the Goliath, and then he says, and all that the assembly know that the Lord saves not.With sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give into our hand.
撒母耳记上的十七章四十七节就是说，又使这里的全会众知道，耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。
What David is teaching us is this: our battles are God's battles.
大卫这里尝试教导我们说，我们的征战是属神的征战。
Amen. And the devil knows that.
那么我的仇敌也知道这个道理。
But he hoped that you don't know that.
他希望你不明白。
So that when he frightens you, when he threatens you, you feel, 哎呀，死啦，死啦，真的死啦。
所以当他尝试来恐吓你，来威吓你的时候，他就让你觉得好像你就没有出路。
But if you realize.That God is really angry.
但是如果我们知道我们的神是对仇敌很恨痛痛恨的时候
That he's a man of war.
他是我们的战士
Did he say, Lord Jesus, did you hear that?
然后你说你听到仇敌对我们说
Did you hear what the devil had just said?
你听到仇敌刚刚对我说的话了吗
He says that you can't hear, that you don't care.
因为刚刚他说你听不到你也不在乎我的光景
He criticizes you.
神啊，你知道仇敌刚刚正在论断你吗
？And he criticizes me.
然后他也论断我。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊
，I call upon you as the man of war.
主啊，我来称呼你是那个战士、勇士的神。
I step aside.
主啊，我站在一边。
Please sort it out.
请你亲自来解决这个事情。
And boy, when God solves a problem, is no like no other person. Let God solve your problem.
所以当神介入的时候，让神亲自来解决。
Many times when you see an impossible situation, somehow God finds a way.
所以有的时候我们面对一些不可能的情况的时候，神会有他的方法来解决。
Two or three times in my work life, people in the departments and other company, and other people within the same company tried to destroy me.
但是我在职场上经历了两三次这样的情况，我的同事尝试要来陷害我。
Because why? Because I was too successful.
因为当时我被人嫉妒，我很成功。
Because if they don't destroy me, they can't get the promotion.
如果他们不把我把我解决掉的话，那么他们就得不到。
And so I was I was under constant attack.
所以我在工作上不断的受到他们的
People lying about me.
他们来对我说谎。
And it was one of those times where I need to be born again.
那正是那个时候我要经历重生的时刻。
And I feel like, this is it, Lord.
我说主啊，真的是够了。
Can I not be a Christian just for one week?
我可不可以就这一周我不要做基督徒了？
You know? But then instead, I prayed.
然后呢，后来我还是祷告。
I said, Lord, can you do something about it?
我说主啊，你能不能来做点事情来解决这个情况？
And I prayed for several weeks.
然后我祷告了几周。
And all my enemies became either my best friends.
然后呢，之后我的仇，曾经的仇敌，要不变成我的好朋友。
Today I have a few best friends. They were my worst enemies before.
今天我有几个很好的朋友，曾经都是很糟糕的敌人。
Or they get fired.
或者他们被炒鱿鱼。
One suddenly died.
有一个人突然死去。
When that person died, oh, wow.Did I say anything bad?
然后当时那个人突然去世的时候，我心里还在想，是不是我说了一些不好，针对他不好的事情。
Because that person probably was the most evil of all, because totally lied.
那个人真的是这么多人当中最坏的一个，他说的话都是谎。
And that person was famous for it.
然后他就因为他的谎言。
And everybody in the company know this person can't be trusted.
然后全公司的人都知道这个人不能信不过。
And all I did, Lord, this is not great. Can I have justice, please?
然后我当时就觉得说，主啊，真的，我可以寻求一个公义，我觉得太夸张了。
In a couple of months, all I heard was this person suddenly dropped dead.
然后几个月之后，我听到消息就是这个人突然。
I said, was that a coincidence?
我当时我想说，难道是一个偶然吗？
Then it happened again. Someone else died.
然后类似的情况又发生，另外一个人又过世。
Now I stop praying.
然后现在我都不敢祷告了。
I said, this is dangerous.
我说哇，太危险了。
I said, God, why?
然后我说哇，有点夸张。
This is really dangerous.
我说哇，好夸张，很危险。
Because I truly believe God will stand up for me.
因为我相信神真的会为我说话。
Amen.God doesn't want you to take your own revenge.
神不要让你自己去报仇。
Because if you do, he can't act upon your behalf of you.
因为如果你自己去出手解决的话，神就不能代替你去伸冤了。
But one thing I've learned long time ago.
就是我很久以前学到一个功课。
Was to give it to God.
就是交在神的手中。
I say to God, 主啊，我被人哈。
说 someone bully me.
Someone's bullying me, Lord.
说有人欺负了。
And guess what? He acts.
然后神真的是为我出面。
I'm talking about half a dozen of people.
我真的是我说的不是一两个人。
Either they get fired, either they become my best friend, or either two of them died.
那就是不是有些被解雇了，要不就是成为我好朋友，要不就是突然过世的。
Unbelievable.
是真的不可思议的。
Now I said, Lord, I hand them over to you, but please be gentle.
然后我现在我祷告说，主啊，我把这个他们放在你手中，但是呢，请你也善待。
I pray, Lord.Be merciful.
然后主啊，你也怜悯待他们吧。
Please don't overdo it.
也不要做得太过了。
Absolutely true, no exaggeration.
真的是很真实的，我没有夸大。
And so we can sing a new song.
所以今天我们也可以对主唱一首新歌。
Because God will deliver us.
因为神会拯救我们。
Amen. Verse 11 says in Exodus chapter 15.Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallow them.
出埃及记的十五章十一到十二节说：耶和华众神民中谁能像你？谁能像你？至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事。你伸出右手，地就吞灭他们。
Not only did Moses and Israel saw that God is a man of war, but they saw God as a God that's totally in love with them.
所以摩西不光见证的神是那种是可以真为他们征战的神，同时也是如此爱他们的神。
They saw what God did was majestic and glorious.
他们看见证神所做的是非常至大至荣的事。
So they concluded in verse 13.
所以在十三节他们这里总结说。
Verse 13 says, "You have led your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You guided them by your strength."To your holy abode.
所以这里十三节他们总结说，你以慈爱引领你所救赎的百姓，你以能力引导他们到你的圣所。
All God wants from you and me is to bring you closer to Him.
神最终想达到的就是来用让我们亲近他。
There's one thing I discover out after all these years as a Christian that God is desperate. He is so longing to be with you.
所以我做这么多年基督徒所认识到的神是非常迫切的想渴慕的来与我们亲近。
That's why when you mess up,
所以就是有的时候我们犯错的时候
don't run away until you feel you cleanse yourself.
所以真的是我们不要真的在我们洁净我们自己之前不要跑离开神。
When we sin against God,
当我们冒犯神的时候
when we make ourselves impure,
当我们觉得自己不洁净的时候
It's the blood of Jesus that we need.
我们需要耶稣的宝血洁净我们。
But many Christians run away from God, don't come to church anymore, don't pray. No, you need to run towards Jesus.
但是很多人他们选择相反的离开教会不祷告离开神但是我们真的需要的时候快快的跑到主面前。
Because no amount of meditation, no amount of change of behavior will be able to cleanse you unless you come before God and say, I thank you for the blood of Jesus.
So, 没有任何东西可以能洁净我们，唯有耶稣的宝血能洁净我们。
The blood of Jesus is available.
耶稣宝血今天就在我们当中。
Amen.
Amen.
And when we come before Him, God will not torture us for a period and say, and then chuck a bit of blood of Jesus on us.
当我们来到主面前的时候，神不会来折磨我们一段时间，然后再给我们一点耶稣的宝血。
And you thinking, have you learned your lesson before you apply Jesus' blood on you?
神不会这样质问说，你有没有学到你的功课啊？有没有引以为戒呢？然后再给我们一点。
That's why sometimes we pray when we pray for our husbands and our children. God punish them, take them to hell, let them see how things are bad, because that won't change anybody. The Bible doesn't tell us to do that.
所以很多时候，当我们有时候为我们的丈夫、为我们的孩子祷告，说：“哎呀，神呐，真的是来狠狠的来惩罚他们一下，让他们看一下地狱到底怎么样。”
We always believe that when somebody gets punished, they will change.
但很多时候，我们觉得人受罚以后他们会改变，但是这并不是神的心意。
They won't.
但是事实，他们不会因为受罚而改变。
The Bible says people will change, people will repent because of the goodness of God.
圣经讲说，因为主的良善来吸引我们悔
改。It is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance.
是神的良善慈爱来引导我们回转向神。
That's why God. That's why when we mess up, if you want to change, that is the time to run to God, to the throne of grace, to receive His forgiveness, so that we can experience His goodness.
所以真的很多我们当我们做错事的时候我们需要做的是快快的跑到神的施恩宝座前来祈求他的赦免以致让我们可以领受他的良善
so that we know what mercy is like
所以让我们可以品尝神的怜悯
Amen and Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy find grace to help in time of need
希伯来书四章十六节说：“所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯、蒙恩惠、做及时的帮助。”
Brothers and sisters, when we mess up,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们做错事的时候
，and you regret it,
我们很懊悔的时候
，that qualifies time in need.
这就是我们需要的及时的帮助。
Do you need help?
你需要帮助吗
？That's what Hebrews says.Help in time of need.
所以这就是希伯来说的及时的帮助。
Do you need mercy? Do you need mercy?
你需要神的怜悯吗
？That's what the verse says.
这也是这个经文讲到的。
Go to him.
让我们赶快的来到他的
面前。And you will receive mercy.
你来到他的施恩宝座前，你就能得怜悯。
And you might be doubtful and say, I'm not sure. I shouldn't go to church. I'm not going to do if I'm not going to come to your cell group anymore.
可能有时候你会心中还很疑惑说、啊、我很犹豫说我要不要去教会要不要去参加小组聚会
No, he said with confidence
他说这里说你只要坦然无惧的
Amen? Amen Confident, go to God knowing that he's not going to Let me torture you first
所以我们要这样的信心坦然无惧说知道我们来到神面前他不会 来折磨我们
Let me punish you with cancer
会让我们去给你赐给你一个疾病来惩罚你一下
Let me give you somebad disease, some and virus that no one knows what it is.
或者给你赐给你一个不知名的一种病毒，让你去很痛苦。
You see, that's what we want.
这可能是我们一种报复人的心理。
Praying, Father, give my husband, let him go into a coma.
可能有时候我们很生气的时候，在恼怒当中，我们会做这样的祷告，说：“哎呀，让他中风吧。”
Let him have a car crash.
可能让他出一个交通事故。
Or, Lord, take him to hell and back. Give him some tour.
或者给他让他受个教训，帮他去地狱走一趟。
See, that's what we think.
很多时候我们有这样的想法。
Hallelujah. We need to be born again.
我们需要重生。
Hallelujah.
如果我们这样的想法，我们真的需要重生。
That's not confidence.
这不是神这里说的这个
信心。You see, the reason why.The reason why your husband and wife don't come to say sorry to you because they're not confident.
很多时候，因为你为什么你的丈夫或妻子没有对你道歉，是因为他们没有这样信心。
But if they are confident that you will forgive them, they will come to you and say, "Oh, Paul, do whatever you like. I slap my face. I do anything because they are confident that you will forgive."
如果你的妻子或者你的丈夫对你有这样的心情，知道说他们道歉的时候，你不会去怪罪他们，他们就会来到你面前道歉。
Will your children be confident if they admit that they've done wrong?
如果你的孩子他愿意在你面前承认他们的错误
，No matter how angry you are, don't show your children, right?
所以不管你多么生气，都不要在你孩子面前
显露。And they took a lot of courage to admit that they are wrong.
如果他们鼓足了勇气来到你面前来承认错误的时候
It takes a lot of courage for your children to say, Mom, I think I'm wrong, sorry.
所以可能当你的孩子来到你面前他们鼓足勇气来认错的时候说妈妈我觉得可能我做错了
But if your reaction is,
Rawr! 所以如果他们来到你面前认错但是你的态度却很凶的时候
Get the knife, get the whip, and punish.
可能你想让他们觉得说你要惩罚他们的时候
Next time, they will have no confidence.
所以下次他们就没有这样的胆量和勇气来认错了。
That's one thing I've learned.
这也是我自己学到的。
No matter how angry you are, you say to your kids, "Okay, praise the Lord, I forgive you."
所以就是不管你里面多么生气，但是如果他们认错的话，你都原谅他们。
I deal with your pocket money later.
那么我等下再给你再处理你。
Amen. Go and wash those dishes.
或者说我等下再讲我们的零花钱的问题。
You see, it's difficult.Because we're all looking for justice.
很多时候我们都需要有好像有公义的公平的事情。
We are merciless.
但我们自己是缺乏怜悯之心。
When you watch a drama, you like the enemy to die very painfully.
很多时候你看电视剧的时候，你觉得哦，想那个坏人死得很惨。
But God is not the same as us.
但是我们的神却不是这样子的神。
He's merciful.
神是非常有怜悯的。
Who do you think is sitting on the throne of grace?
你觉得是谁坐在那个施恩的宝座上呢？
Who is sitting on the throne of grace?
是谁坐在那个施恩的宝座上呢
？Jesus.
是我们的耶稣。
The King.
那个君王。
The one in the flesh.
那个曾经是肉身的。
The one who rose from the dead.
那个从死里复活的神。
And he went into heaven.
并且去到天堂。
He sat down on the throne.
并且坐在宝座上。
That's the throne of grace.
这就是施恩的宝座。
He's able to forgive.
他能来饶恕我们。
Because he paid the price.
因为他付了这个代价。
We should have confidence in his works.
所以我们要在他的工作上有这个信心。
How many of you need the man of war?
有谁需要这个为我们征战的神呢
？So that you need Jesus as the man of war.
我们需要耶稣来做我们征战的神。
You need a king.
我们需要这个王。
To come to your situation.
来介入到我们的情况。
So that you can sing a new song.
以致让我们可以在他面前唱一首新歌。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, you are Lord and King.
主啊，你是我们的君王。
You are merciful to us.
主，你是怜悯的神。
Lord, we are not proud many times of what we say or what we do.
主，我们不为我们所做所言而自夸。
But in your goodness,
主啊，在你的良善当中
，You show us mercy.
主啊，你向我们显明了你的慈，你的
怜悯。And yet, you show no mercy to your enemies.
主啊，但是对于仇敌，你却没有丝毫的怜悯。
And I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much.
谢谢主，你如此的爱我们。
I just pray, O God, for our brothers and sisters' lives.
主啊，我们为我们的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Those of us who are facing injustice.
我们当中有人遇到一些不公的待遇。
Those the enemy who are laughing in their face.
或者仇敌来嘲笑你的时候。
Those who are being attacked in their businesses, in their jobs.
那些在工作和生意上被
Those who are having a hard time at home.
那些可能在家中遇到一个很困难的情况的人。
Lord,
主啊
，chase away our enemies.
主啊，真的来追赶我们的仇敌。
That we may have peace.
以致让我们有平安。
That we may know the goodness of the Lord.
以致让我们可以认识到你的良善。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Strength and beauty, marvelous, so wonderful indeed. You who calm the tempest, you who made the blind see, mighty is your hand to deliver me.Victory, my song, great in majesty and glory, King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised, oh, honor to your name, Jesus reigns forever.Who is ever like you, Lord, clothed in strength and beauty, marvelous, so wonderful indeed. You who calm the tempest, you who made the blind see, mighty is your hand to deliver me.
Help us, O God, to know your kindness towards us. Help us to know and be confident that you are merciful. That you are good. Lord, I pray for our families. We pray for our husbands and our wives and our daughters and our sons.
主为我们的配偶为我们的儿女祷告
We know that you are merciful to us
主我们知道你是怜悯待我们
We are confident to come before you
主我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的宝座前
That you will set our children free from every demonic stronghold
主啊你能把我们的孩子从任何仇敌的营垒当中释放出来
Because you are angry
因为你知道你对仇敌是痛恨
So we call upon our man of God a man of war
我们 来称呼我们这个征战的神
Judge our enemies
来审判我们的仇敌
Set our families free
来释放我们的家人
Lord we believe you
主我们相信你
We trust you
我们相信主
You are clothed in majesty
主啊你会有大能来
Who is like your Lord
主啊无人与你相比
There is nobody
主啊无人与你相比
That you are steadfast in love for us
主啊你是有正直的爱
We can thank you Jesus
主我们谢谢你主
Today we recognize We agree with what the Israelites said
主啊我们今天也认同以色列所说的
This is my God
这就是我的神
This God is a God of my fathers
这是我父亲的神
The God of Abraham Isaac and Jacob
是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神
His name is JesusAnd he is king. He is on the throne of grace. And he is merciful to me. And to my family. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. If you've got need prayer, come forward.